You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so we wanted to, for the first time all week, and I know it's a weird week. Tigers are in the playoffs. We're going to get to them a little later in the show. The Lions played a Monday night game. It was one of the best Monday night games you'll see. Crowd, you guys were incredible. The action, I mean, Rico's godson lit it up again. I don't know what Geno Smith has. What did Detroit ever do to this man?
I don't know.
We didn't cut you. The Jets did. But Lions win it, and they won it. I thought emphatically they did a great job in never letting up. So we're at the quarter pole for all intents and purposes, right? Quarter of the way through this hyped and ballyhooed season for your Detroit Lions. And I wanted to have some fun. And it's kind of like Rico's receipts with a twist. Part of this is you're just giving an award out for what you've seen the first 4 weeks. Like, for instance, who's the Lions at the quarter pole? Offensive player of the year. Defensive player of the year. Who's the bust? Who's been the biggest surprise? Who's the MVP? But when or if you decide to call, I also am going to ask you, who will be that player at the halfway point? So if we check back in a month, who, like for instance, who's the quarter pole MVP? And will that same person be the MVP at the halfway point? Or will it be someone else?
Mm-hmm.
So, like an example, the easiest one is who's been the defensive player of the year? Aiden Hutchinson.
Right.
I think you could say with a high degree of confidence, at the halfway mark, it'll still be Aiden. Right? But like offensive player of the year, it's a lot more uneven. Jared Goff wasn't very good in the opening quarter. He was great last week. Who's the offensive player of the year? Yet, by the halfway point, I can make a case it's Goff. That in the next 4 weeks, he'll take that pole position. So I thought it'd be fun, and it's just a way for us to talk heading into the bye week. They're 3-1. I think nerves are calmer.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress on a few fronts, but just want to see where people are at. So you want to start, pick one. MVP, offensive player, defensive player, bust, or surprise. Who's your quarter pole, and who will it be at the halfway point?
I can pick one. I'm going to go offensive player of the year. For offensive player of the year at the quarter pole, I'm going to go David Montgomery.
The pace setter.
Yeah, I think he is the guy. And you saw from week one when they had to score that touchdown, it was him that just said, give me the ball in overtime. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs is flashy. David Montgomery is just meat and potatoes, gets it done. And yeah, I think at the halfway point, I still think he will be the offensive MVP. Offensive player of the year.
David.
I'm going to go defensive here. Yes, Hutchinson. It should still be Hutchinson at the halfway point, but let me include this. With hope for every Detroit Lions fan, you should hope that at the halfway point is Terrion Arnold. At the halfway point. That means he's not getting holding calls. He's not getting interference calls. And he's being the cornerback that you drafted him to be for the second half of the year. So hope, yes, it should be Terrion Arnold, but it's probably going to be Hutch. Halfway point.
Okay. Kenny.
I'll do the offensive player. It's the same as Rico's Montgomery for all the reasons he listed. But my halfway point, it's actually going to change because I think Goff and St. Brown will find enough rhythm where he's the, you know, in case of fire, break glass, or he's just the primary target he becomes. This offense has so many weapons. Hutchins or Montgomery is the one right now, but St. Brown down the line will be.
All right. I want to surprise you guys with something. Just for fun, okay? I want to do MVP. Most valuable player. What if I told you it was Jameson Williams? That in 3 of the 4 games, he has had a massive impact on each game, either with touchdowns or explosives. The one game he didn't have a touchdown, he's still at a 52-yard reception. Then if we take his numbers out of the vacuum and we place them in the league, do you realize that J-Mo ranks number 12 in the entire NFL in receiving yards? It's surprising, right? So you're getting the touchdowns. He's getting a target share. He's three of the four games been heavily involved. Explosive, effective, efficient. And then league-wide, he's a wide-out one. Isn't that value? It's a little different. I'm not going to die on the hill, but I thought it was interesting. And
so for him, for MVP? See, I would see more of a surprise because I think this is the J-Mo that we always wanted to see. This was the J-Mo, like, man, if he ever got his life together and went out there and really got it done, to me, I get what you're saying, Mike. I would put that as more surprise because I can't not look at what Hutchinson has done with the sacks and the pressures. And
totally.
I mean, I just think it's funny. Basically the defense.
It's just funny that J-Mo, in half the catches, has more yards than Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
You know, Amon-Ra's caught like 28 balls. J-Mo's caught 13.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Mo's got 50 or 60 more yards. But you're could easily be Hutchinson.
Right.
Hutchinson could sweep the board. Now, how about this one? Surprise in a bad way, the bust. Are we going to all agree Sam LaPorta?
Yeah.
Or no?
I was going to think James Houston.
I was thinking James Houston as you know well, what? But I hear you.
But you know what? That may be too easy because in order to be a bust, you had to have expectation. I didn't expect him to make the team.
Fair.
So, yeah, I think LaPorta probably because, you know, all the touchdowns he got in the red zone and you're not seeing it right now. Now, this is one where you don't want to be that same player come halfway point.
So who's the bust at the halfway point?
You know what? I say this saying I think he's going to be a very good player. I think it's going to be Terrion Arnold.
Oh, no.
Because he's...
David, cue the sound effect for me. Oh, no. Not that. We cannot have a rookie corner be a disappointment.
Because he's still...
He's handsy.
And the fact that he's looking at refs like, what am I doing? It's like, son, you've grabbed this guy and you're all over him. Like, yes, it's a penalty. And you're on an island. It's easy to see he hasn't gotten better at that. And I thought that he would because there's certain moves that corners can do and they get away with it. Subtly putting the hand around the waist type of thing. But he's just like trying to go through the person. It's like you can't physically grab them with two hands and throw them down. That is frowned upon in the NFL. Don't know how they did it in Alabama, but not here in the NFL.
Could I give you a surprise? Something that it's probably too limited of a sample size, but man, was it impressive. And I thought he played really well, and he did it in the playoffs last year, and he stepped up again this year, is Coyote Ashiboka, or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Awasika?
Yeah. Yeah, like that's just a guy who I'm now very comfortable that if you lose one of your starting guards, we are just fine. That is a really pleasant surprise. Remember last year, like, oh my God, Jonah Jackson's hurt. We suck. End of the year, I'm pretty sure he played in the Frisco game in the NFC title
game. He did.
Yodi or whatever they call him. The dude played really well.
He did. It was one defensive breakdown. That was the Gibbs fumble. But other than that, he went out there and got it done because last year, you're right, when the O-line, the starting five played together, the Lions won every game. As soon as you took one out, they lost that game.
Having this dude makes you feel like, man, we don't just have a backup. This guy could rotate in and keep guys
fresh.
This
guy could be a starter.
So, look, you guys tell me where you're at with it. At the quarter pole, the Lions awards, and then who's going to be there at the midway point? 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your phone calls, get some of the ticket texts, just something fun. We have not been able to talk Lions at all this week. We had to do something on a Friday here to have a little fun as we head into the bye week. I think an acceptable 3-1 should be 4-0. You bleep down your leg in the Tampa game.